dog goes woof, 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 woof. The cow goes moo, 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 moo. The duck goes quack, 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 quack. And the owl says twit, twit.
Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast. Starting your host.
Woof, woof.
Wolfman Joe.
Wolfman Joe. I don't know Wolfman Joe's accent.
And Kitty Jen.
Kitty Jen. Meow, meow, meow.
Okay, so everybody, our topic today is, as you could tell, we're doing ghost animals. So that's why we had that awesome opening music.
Yeah, that is the animal song by Kids TV 123.
Joe, what's going on, my brother?
Nothing.
You say that every week?
I know.
Every week. Tell everybody what we did.
I did another float tank session.
That was my first time.
Tell me what you thought.
All right, so just give everybody background. What a float tank is basically it is a pod or a pool, usually about 18 inches deep, full of very... it's like salinated water.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 pounds of salt.
Yeah, it's Epsom salts. Mm-hmm. And so the water's very thick and you float in it, mm-hmm. and it's supposed to be like sensory deprivation. Deprivation. I can never remember that word. And calming, relaxing type atmosphere. So it was cool. I really liked it. I didn't think I would like being confined in that pod like that, but it was real. I had no problem.
Yeah, that's the first time I've been in the pod style, mm-hmm. and it wasn't that bad, you know?
Yeah, so you go in, and, you know, they take you in, and they show you this little video of, you know, what it's all about, and then they take you in the room, and the rooms are private, so you're in this giant room. It's probably bigger than, like, somebody's bedroom. It has a shower that comes out of the ceiling, so they ask you to, like, shampoo. They provide, like, shampoo and body wash and all that. And then the giant pod... Well, the place we went, we had a pod. So it looks like a pod, like an alien pod. Alien,
yeah. I tried to preempt it with, I kept putting on Facebook about people that wake up in breathing water in alien pods.
Yeah.
And I was going to make like that part of the show and all that, but it didn't work out. We did our float tank and I didn't say nothing about it.
Yeah. So you get in. And it has lights inside of it. And you can adjust the lights to whatever color you feel comfortable with it. I think there's like, you know, all colors of the chakras. And you get in the water. And mine was a little cold, though. I was chilly.
Okay.
Now, normally the water's supposed to be like your body temperature.
Yeah, so yeah. It's 98 degrees.
Yeah. I don't know. I would just hit a little bit of a chill. But, yeah, it was cool. You get in. And you're just floating there. They give you earplugs so you don't get salt in your ears. And then you have to be careful because it's salty water. You know, you can burn your eyes out.
Which I did, again.
Yeah, but they give you, like, fresh water to if you do get it in your eyes to, you know, squeegee it out or whatever. And then you just float for an hour and then goes completely. My lights would not turn off. I turned the lights off in the pod, but the lights outside of the pod would not turn on until about 30 minutes into it.
And really?
Yeah, I wanted, like, complete.
It's supposed to be a minute.
Darkness.
Yeah.
And it was cool because there was some, at some points, I just didn't even feel the water. You're so still. I mean, you're not moving at all. And, like, you know, at first, when you first get in, you kind of bump against the sides. Mm-hmm. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
But as you calm yourself and you go real still, you just, you get to a point where you don't even feel the water.
Yeah.
It's weird. And you have like this little ring thing right behind your head.
Yeah.
Keep your head afloat.
It's like a little water pillow.
Yeah. And so you go in for an hour and you get in a really deep, relaxed state. Now, I only got to that one point one time. It was just like almost fell asleep. Mm-hmm. But it was weird because at that point, you know, your eyes are playing tricks on you because you're in complete total darkness, right?
Yeah, you don't know if your eyes are awake or awake, if your eyes are open or closed.
Yeah, so at one point I did see a skull, like, spinning in front of my eyes. It was weird. And then I heard my name, clear as day, being called.
I heard voices, too. It was like...
No, you know, I mean, it was, like, normal, like you and I are talking now. Yeah. I said, Jennifer. Uh-huh. And I thought it was the lady.
Oh.
Coming over the speaker or something, and it wasn't.
Yeah, because that's kind of cool about those pods is there's a little intercom that the other one didn't have that.
Mm.
And if you run into trouble or that you have the intercom that you can talk. But they did say that you can actually dream, but you're awake because it brings your body down into that state.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I had awake dreams.
Interesting.
And it's not like daydream or that, but
yeah.
And I don't remember what the people said, but I heard voices.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
You just like, all you hear is like your heart beating, your stomach gurgling, you know, like that thing, like super loud.
Your toe crack.
Yeah.
I did that the first time I wiggled my toe and it cracked and it was so loud.
Interesting. But it was cool because it was just like, you know, you're in salt water and, you know, they say in the paranormal world, you know, salt is, you know, wards off different things and is cleansing and, so it was interesting. I felt really, really relaxed after we did that. And then once you get out and you take a shower. You know, it's all private and there's towels and it's nice. They had a separate room if you wanted to do, I'm just banging my headphones here. you know, like blow dry your hair or whatever. Then when we got out, they give you free oxygen. So you put like an oxygen tube up your nose type thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Nasal cannula.
Yeah. And they had different scents. Which one did you do?
I think I did peppermint.
Peppermint. There was citrus and something. Three different kinds. And you just sit there and get like fresh oxygen. I didn't feel any different.
I didn't either.
It smelled good.
Yeah, they said that it helps you come back to reality from after your float. But it's neat because if you look up the history of float tanks, the one scientist, he would get into his float tank for 8 to 10 hours at a time every day on acid.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
He's probably wrinkly, pruned, tripping.
Tripping, pruned.
Weird. All right. Okay, Joe, it's been a while since we've done a weird tale from Florida.
Okay.
But since we're doing ghost animals, I have an animal story out of Florida. So you're going to love this one. This is good. After liquor store employee found an possum next to a broken and empty bottle of bourbon, the animal was taken to the local wildlife rescue center. The female opossum appeared disoriented and excessively salivating. It was pale since it was broke into a Florida liquor store and drank bourbon. And they found it. And there's a picture of it. If you guys go on my Twitter, there's a picture of the possum laying with a bottle next to it. Cast out drunk as a skunk.
Drunk as a skunk possum.
So it sobered up and then they released it. Funniest thing you ever heard.
Drunk possum.
Spirit animal, Joe. Get it?
Spirit animal. Yep. 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 Yep.
I wonder if he had a hangover.
You never know.
Only
did
in Florida.
Did it have its eyes halfway closed? And went, dude.
Little X's over its eyes. Like in the Mad TV cartoons. All right.
Joe. So on the agenda for today, we're talking about ghost animals and ghost pets.
Yes. So, you know, we all had pets who've crossed over the rainbow bridge into the other side. And, you know, it's interesting because when you lose a pet, it's like losing a member of your family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like it's sad and it's hard. And you really, you know, just wonder if there are animal spirits and souls. And Joe and I have been doing some research here and we've found that there are some really interesting pictures and videos of people seeing their pets or any, you know, animals.
Animals, yeah.
Ghost animals.
Ghost animals.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have some information there?
Well, you know, I mean, one of the interesting ones, and we've talked about it before, about our Gettysburg trip, is in Gettysburg, they hear horses.
Yeah.
And I did go on YouTube and was watching some videos about it. And I did see the one, somebody was doing an EVP session and you can hear horses.
Yeah.
Making that noise. I forget what it's called.
Clomping. Winning. No, winning.
Yeah.
Winning.
And
winning.
Yeah. Was it Al Luna that was telling us that he heard? He heard animals, horses?
Yeah, no, I did once when the first time I went to Gettysburg with my sister Peggy, we did hear a horse whinny on the battlefield. I don't know if she heard it, but I definitely heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It was during the day, and there were no horses around. There was, you know, it was the off season. It wasn't you know, when all the reenactors are out there.
Okay.
It was in October, I believe. We went for a Bigfoot conference, actually, which was interesting. But, yeah, so that was really cool. And, you know, I've heard also that people in Gettysburg also hear, like, the horses, you know, like...
The walking.
Yeah. Clomping or whatever.
Walking, clomping.
Clomp, clomp. Have you ever had any experiences with any? You need a pet, Joe.
No.
Yes.
I've got my banana plants, my palm trees.
You can't snuggle with that banana plant.
That hurts, yeah.
With your cactuses. But,
But usually when your pet, you know, passes, you should really watch for signs.
Okay. So give us some of those signs.
Their scents, you know, mm-hmm. the smell of the
wet
pet.
Wet dog
smell. One big one is people are getting bed imprints on their beds of, like, if their animal was, or their, I want to say animal, because really it's all kinds of animals that people have as pets, you know.
Well, it's mostly dogs and cats because they're so close to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I never heard or had any sightings of Booby.
Yeah, the rabbit.
My bunny rabbit. No. Nope.
Didn't have a sighting of a ghost rabbit running away from you or stomping his foot on the floor.
Oh, yeah, when she didn't get her treat. She was a little Miss Diva.
You know,
Diva bunny.
I mean, you hear their paws walking around, like, upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the Shanley Hotel.
Yeah.
He has his ghost cat there, and it's just always up in the room walking in the hallway by room 13.
Yeah, and if you guys go on YouTube, there's an incredible video of this ghost cat.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was Sal, the owner, he's passed away since, which is kind of sad. Just on a rabbit hole, did you
rabbit
get that?
Hole?
Rabbit, get it. Rabbit hole. Rabbit, ghost rabbit hole. About the Shanley being closed.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. I guess there's some... Okay, if you guys don't know, the Shanley Hotel is in Naponee, New York. Mm-hmm. Joe and I went there over the summer to investigate. It's a very famously haunted hotel. We got some great evidence. We didn't see the cat, though.
No.
We did not see the cat.
I actually didn't even know about it.
I didn't either. I wish we would have seen it, though. Mm-hmm. Or looked for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe we just weren't looking for it. But the investor and the people who are running it are at odds.
Oh, geez.
So they've had some issues with that, which is kind of sad because it's such a great place to go. I mean, you can actually stay there.
Yeah, we did. We stayed the night.
Joe and I.
I was in the loudest bed ever. Squeaky, every time I moved squeaky. It.
But we went with a big group, and it was very exhausting being there all night. But man, oh man, it would have been cool if we could, like, went in the basement where all the bodies were stored.
Yeah.
Anyways, rabbit hole over. but
also, a lot of times you can hear their claws on the hardwood floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's basically the same thing with any ghost. You hear footsteps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, too, if like a dog collar, you hear that jingling sound.
Yeah.
You feel their presence, like, curl up next to you. Mm. And that's a common thing with cats, is you'll feel their whiskers on your face.
Aww.
Yeah.
Ghost kitty.
Couple other things. This is a dumb one. You hear their song on the radio.
I didn't know dogs have songs.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, it's, people always say, do pets have souls? You know, we like to think that, you know, we're just like the highest planes. But, you know, I really think that our animals do go on with us.
Ira, or Iris,
mm-hmm.
She said that all animals have souls, even spiders.
Yeah, which is interesting. You know, it's considering, you know, the dogs are the most popular animals. I'm sure cat people will argue that. But, it's, you know, no surprise, a good portion of ghosts, pet accounts take the form of dogs. So I have a little story here I'll share with you.
Okay.
So there was a boxer named Preston, and he apparently died when he ran out in the road to save a young boy who was out trick-or-treating in the neighborhood of Nashville called Belmont Hillsboro.
Okay.
According to the tale, the 13-year-old girl and her younger brother had been out trick-or-treating one night on Halloween, and the boy fell behind after he dropped some candy in the road. As he bent to pick it up, a car had come barreling through and would have hit him if it wasn't for the neighborhood dog, Preston, who came speeding out of the road to be hit by the car instead. Ever since then, people in the neighborhood have claimed to see that every Halloween, the disembodied barking can be heard in the area. Many have claimed that the unseen dog will brush against them or nudge them as they are in danger of wandering into the road. The girl from the original story is now an elderly woman and apparently leaves a dog biscuit out every year for the spectral pooch.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that nice? Very cool.
You know, back in the 1800s, there was a story about a ship that had a family on it, and they were traveling from Cuba to Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a dog on there with them. It was a German Shepherd, I believe. And the boat took on heavy seas and a hurricane.
Mm.
And it capsized and all that. And the family clung to the dog to, you know, try to stay afloat. And they eventually passed away because the dog sank and that. And there's actually stories of people that are on the beach seeing a dog out in the water.
A German Shepherd?
Yeah. And there's been times where the people would be swimming and the dog would go out and pull them back to the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Like saving their life. And it's seen all the time. And that was a dog back, you know, that passed away in the 1800s. But they're still seeing the same dog. And there's been even been divers that are, you know, under the water. And they said they see a German Shepherd swimming on the surface. And when they go up, it's not there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting ghost dog story. Another ghost dog story. His name was Yabba.
Yabba. Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yabba. Who passed away after lifelong on the night of August 30th, 2011. He had cancer and some other health problems. The dog and her owner, Maureen, had been inseparable, and Maureen was absolutely crushed that her best friend had passed away, to the point where she would call out to Yabba while taking pictures in hope that she would capture the animal spirit on film. Eerily, one of the pictures apparently did not capture the image of what looks like an indistinct figure of a dog. Maureen would call out to her cherished dead dog every day and talk to it, and then one day she called Yabba out to come out and play with the ball, as they had always done.
Okay.
And claims that the ball actually moved on its own after she had felt something brush against her. So that night, she felt something nibble on her toes, and that was something that...
the toe sucker.
The toe sucker. From Walmart. So that was something he would do before real life. So that is interesting little...
There was also an interesting story, and it's weird because it's a German Shepherd also. This woman's German Shepherd passed away, and she actually, you know, had it cremated,
mm-hmm.
and she went to the dog park to spread its ashes, and they actually took a photo of it as she flung the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
The ashes actually went in the shape of her dog as if it was jumping for like a frisbee.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can go online and see that picture.
That's cool.
When I was doing research, I saw that, and there's several, you know, different sites that have that same photo on there. Which was interesting, you know, and don't know if it's real or not because it's on the internet, but that's another interesting story is you hear that. I've heard that a few times at the dog park here in Toledo,
mm-hmm.
people taking the ashes out and spreading them at the dog park.
How sad. You know, I don't know our listeners, you know this, but we had a police dog who was shot and killed in the line of duty here in Toledo, and they have a memorial to him at our dog park.
Okay.
And they have a tree that they put his collar around, and the tree has grown up and the collar is embedded in the tree.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of cool. So it would be an interesting place to investigate.
Yeah, because there's so much. It's just like anything else. It's like when we go to theaters.
Mm-hmm. It's a memorial.
But one thing that, you know, with ghost animals, often you'll only see them for like, especially with cats,
mm-hmm.
you'll see them the first season after they pass.
It's like only for 1 year?
Only for like a season. And lots of times in looking up the history of this, if you see your ghost cat, you won't see it again. It's almost like they have a certain way to tell you goodbye.
Maybe they have to, maybe, and this is my theory, maybe animals have to recycle their souls because there's so many animals. Maybe that's part of their journey is they have to come back as another, you know, pet.
Different pet.
You know, I don't know, it would be the same type of animal,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe like we, some people believe in reincarnation for human souls. Maybe animals have to reincarnate too. Maybe that's part of their journey. They come and say goodbye and then they have to move on.
Move on to another.
I mean, that would suck if you were like, you know, a horse and you had to come back as like a guinea pig or something. Just kidding. Just kidding. Guinea pig lovers. Don't send me emails.
I did not see any stories of ghost guinea pigs.
I know, it's, or rabbits.
Yeah, it's usually just that. And, but the interesting ones are the horses to me on the battlefield, actually hearing the sounds of the horses.
I know, you know, we should look into like other battlefields, not just Gettysburg. You know, there's many, many battles.
Well, Antietam, that's another one that's extremely haunted, and they're Vicksburg. Same thing. They hear animal sounds.
I wonder if we would capture anything like that at the River Raisin battlefield.
It's possible.
We should get up there sometime.
Yeah.
That's an interesting place. Here's one that's kind of local, kind of sort of local. It's,
okay.
You know, one state away, but, you know, we're very close to Michigan. So there's a site that's said to be haunted of a ghostly dog is the Historic Holly Hotel in the state of Michigan, which is known for its quaint turn-of-century architecture. And it has historic value because it sits upon the National Register of Historic Places.
Mm-hmm.
However, longstanding famous hotel is not without its own dark history, having two major fires in its lifespan that proved to be deadly, perhaps due to these disasters that the Holly Hotel earned itself the title of being one of the most haunted places in Michigan, if not the entire country. It also has a ghost dog in the mix. So it says, all of the many, many ghosts said to haunt the Holly Hotel, perhaps one of the most unusual is the one that is said to be of the spectral pet of the former hotel owner, Mrs. Hurst, or Mr. Hurst.
Okay.
The dog's name was Leona, and it was a common sight running through the hallways in life and seems to continue to do so in death. Guests at the hotel have reported being brushed up against by some unseen force, have their hand licked, and even see a full-blown apparition of what described as a rat terrier, which was this Leona one. Disembodied barks were reported, come out of thin air. They hear dogs panting, echoing through the lonely corridors, and she's said to be most active in the early morning hours and supposedly often seen by the chefs in the hotel kitchen.
Which is probably like a residual haunting.
Yeah, yeah. But if she's licking,
that'd be a intelligent haunting.
Yeah, but interesting, though, if they see it every day at the same time or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be interesting. Holly is probably how far from here?
I don't even know. Maybe probably
a couple hours?
Not even that.
Oh, but interesting.
You know, and Dana mentioned to us about the ghost cat that she has.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we mentioned it before when Dana did her show on our, you know, she was on our show. And I never saw it, but their tattoo artists have all seen ghost cat.
Interesting.
Even James, you know, her husband James said, you know, ghost cat, it's time to move on. And then, and since he said that, they have not had a sighting of ghost cat. And that goes back to the same thing. Maybe it somehow has to say goodbye, you know, to finish its journey.
Wonder if somebody, it has to be recognized by somebody in order to move on.
That's possible, because that's why they say that once you see your cat, generally you don't see it again.
Hmm.
But ghost cat was interesting because the whole staff was standing up by the counter and they looked down and they saw a cat walking down the
That's crazy.
The hallway of the tattoo shop.
But they have that many people in one time experience the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't pick up on that.
Another account of Ghost Cat at the tattoo shop is one of the artists, when they do tattooing, what they do is they have a roll of paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually pull the papers individually off the roll and stack them up. So when they're doing the tattoo, they can just take them off without, you know, trying to rip them off the roll.
Yeah.
And the girl was sitting there, and all of a sudden her towels started flying off the counter as if a cat was scratching each individual one and throwing it on the floor.
That's cool.
And it was, I mean, I help put the shop together. There's no vents in any of those rooms. The heating is all done down the main hallway.
Interesting.
Which is on the complete opposite of the building. So, yeah, Ghost Cat is very active. But once James, Dana's husband, had a little talk with Ghost Cat, they haven't had any.
Aww.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want it to stick around?
That's what I said.
Cool. But
they still have Maxine there.
Now, who's Maxine?
She's a little girl ghost.
Oh, we have to go investigate. Mm-hmm. Why have we not done that yet?
Like we said on the other episode, when I was hooking the pictures to the wall, the one picture kept falling off the wall. And these things are held on by drywall screws so that people are in there can't take them off the walls. And I was talking to the same artist that Ghost Cat threw her paper towels on the floor. She says that those pictures in that room still fall off the walls to this day.
Wow.
They're always in there picking them up.
The cat. Cats.
And I'm like, well,
already batting stuff off the counters.
Why don't we put cameras in there?
Why don't we? Hello. That would be very interesting. I'm just wondering if any of our listeners have had experiences. Yeah. You know, you can always call our phone number and tell us your story. Leave us a story. We have our phone number. It's on our Facebook page, and Joe will find it for you here in a second.
I put my phone way over on their side.
Have you had an experience where your beloved pet passed away and you could still sense, see, or feel them?
Let's get on our phone and let us know what it is.
Yeah, we want to hear that story. We'll play it on the air if you give us permission.
Yeah. Yes, please. Call in. The phone number is 740-720-0225. Yeah. The 222 Paranormal Podcast Hotline.
Yeah, but if you have any other paranormal questions, you know, feel free to call and leave us a message.
I did get some questions in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we'll play them on next week's show.
Okay, yeah, everybody stay tuned. We had some couple of people call in and ask some paranormal questions. We'll answer them on next week's show.
One of the voices sounds really familiar.
I don't know. It's not mine, though.
No, it's neither of us, but we'll play it and see if anybody can figure out who it is.
Yeah, and here's one little less tidbit.
Okay,
about haunted cats, ghost cats. So, you know, dogs are very common because they were our companions in life.
Dogs are excited when people come home, dogs, but cats just go, yeah, you're home, big deal.
I saw this thing one time that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
That's
like,
right.
We work for them.
That's true.
And Joe has squirrels.
Yeah.
Where's your squirrel at?
Yeah, I can't see outside from my angle here if the squirrel's standing on the thing.
Well, she was waiting for you when Joe and I went out front, and she was standing there looking at Joe like, where are my treats?
Yeah.
So anyways, okay, so there is a ghost cat that's said to haunt the United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C. It says, not sure who the cat belonged to, but the lore has it that it was one of many cats brought in to patrol the tunnels underneath the Capitol, and they were hunting rats. So it makes its home in the original basement area, which was originally designed to be a crypt for the body of George Washington. So see cats in the Capitol. So, you know, it's like everywhere. Interesting with cats. You know, you think about Egyptian.
I was just thinking that when you were saying
how they would worship cats and mummify the cats to go along with their, you know, owners in the tombs and stuff. So just interesting, cats.
When we get someone in to talk about the pyramids and all that, that's something we need to ask them.
Yeah, definitely, because it just seems like cats have supernatural powers, but they're definitely on a different element than we are.
Yeah.
They seem to see things that aren't there, and, you know, like...
You know, you see that too with dogs. They'll sit there and bark at a wall and that, and people will be like, what's there? What's there? You know, but cats... Now, I've heard from them, I don't know who, but that a lot of times if a cat walks up to you and is rubbing on you, it is actually, one, showing affection, obviously, two, wanting food, but it's actually like rubbing its aura on you.
Interesting.
And if you reach down and like shoo it away, you're denying that cat's aura.
Huh.
So, don't know, but that's something I heard during...
You need a cat, Joe.
No, I do not need a cat.
Come on.
Nope.
Snuggle fast.
No. They scratch her face off.
You can get them declawed. Get a bobcat. I was just gonna say.
I was gonna say puma.
It's not a puma. What if, like, the ghost of a jungle animal?
Yeah, I mean, think about this.
Appeared in your living room.
Okay, we're talking about this. What about gorillas and stuff like that?
Yeah, who are highly intelligent.
Yeah.
Don't know. Just, I don't think there's enough research because, you know, these are animals that live in the wild. Mm-hmm. They're not in your house, so you wouldn't really notice if there was ghosts of animals unless you were out in nature.
Yeah. So let us know what you guys think. You know, let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your stories if you've had pets that have passed on and come back to say goodbye. Okay, so, but you know, one thing I wanted to add was our show last week was about the bone house.
Yeah.
Which was mostly animal bones that they found in this house. If you guys haven't heard it, go back and listen to last week's episode. Yeah. It was amazing. Just interesting, you know, what about those animals? You know, wouldn't that be interesting to see if, like, some of that activity in that house was
animal related. You know, and Sarah brought up a good point is, you know, those animals didn't have a chance to cross over or whatever.
It could have been tragically.
Exactly.
Either.
And, well, if it was a sacrifice, they are tragic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the humans that were doing that, were sacrificing them to the god or whatever. I don't know how Sangria does that, but it's like, take the animal's point of view. Listen, I'm not sacrificing myself to this.
Do you remember, this is funny. Do you remember the story that somebody put a pet goat on grandpa's back porch?
No, I don't.
Back in the Depression, my grandpa was a Toledo police officer. I think he got on the force in probably the early 1900s. Let's see, mom was born in 31, so maybe like the 20s.
Okay.
When the Depression started. Uh-huh. I would love to know when he went on the force. I don't know if we could figure that out. But somebody put a tied a goat for a joke onto his back porch.
We got to do that to someone.
Oh, Harold. Chris.
But anyhow, I want to thank everybody for listening in this week. One thing that we would love if you guys would do, because we have a contest going on Facebook. I know that you guys already are Facebook fans on Facebook. Facebook fans. But tell your friends. See if, you know, tell two of your friends. And they can tell two. Yes. And so on. Yes. But we are giving away a package deal. And even if you're still, if you're already a fan? No, it's liked. If you've already liked our page, go back and share the picture anyways.
Yep.
And you'll be entered into the contest to win a prize pack from 222 Paranormal Podcast.
So like, share, and comment. You know, share it with all your friends. Get them to listen. Get them to like our page. You know, we'd love to have them. The more the merrier. And it's a great package. It's, what would you say our value is? About $350 value.
Oh, yeah.
You get a choice of your t-shirt. We have three to choose from. We have Seriously Squatchy. We have I Speak EVP, and then we have the 222 Paranormal V-neck.
Girl's shirt.
Yeah, well, some guy
chicky
wants to.
Chicky shirts.
Set of stickers, set of dowsing rods, copy of my vampire novel, set of earrings, Dia de Muertos earrings, the Day of the Dead earrings. And I think there's something else in there. I can't remember right now. But yeah, definitely, you know, we're on Twitter also. If you guys tweet,
or the animal tweet songs.
Yeah, so ghost tweet us at 222 Paranormal, and check out our website. We've revamped our website a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can shop on our website for ghost hunting equipment, or if you do any shopping on Amazon, if you just go to our site and then to Amazon through our site.
Yeah, on our affiliate link.
Yeah, our affiliate link. We get a very
tiny little bit
percentage.
And it doesn't cost you any more money. It's just a little bit of extra time and a couple more clicks. And it helps out the show.
Yeah, so, you know, we have to pay for bandwidth. We have to pay for our services here. But, you know, any little bit helps. And if you'd like to donate to the show, just let us know. And we'll send you our link to our PayPal account. So, Joe.
You can donate by buying stickers and stuff.
Yeah, That too. Buy a t-shirt, buy a sticker, come see us at our next show. We'll be announcing that soon. Mm-hmm. Check out our page for our future conferences.
All right.
And we will talk to you next week.
See ya, everybody.
The sheep goes by, bye, bye, bye. The rabbit goes thump, thumpity thump. And the people, they say blah, 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 blah.
And the ghosts say boo.
The snake goes hiss, hiss, hiss. The chicken goes cluck, 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 cluck. The frog goes ribbit.
You know, I just thought of something.
What's that?
This is where they made that song. What does the fox say?
Oh.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
All right.
Talk to you
We're
later.
Finally leaving. Goodbye.
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
Boo.